Well, the hit to the wine industry from bushfires in southeastern Australia is still being calculated, particularly the impact of smoke taint. Some wine grape growers have lost their entire 2020 crop. Others are waiting anxiously for test results. They do know that as climate change brings more frequent and more intense bushfires, their grapes will be hit with more smoke. So what do we know about smoke taint and the ancient art of winemaking? Our reporter David Sparks drew the short straw for a visit to the New South Wales Hunter Valley.
So we have some 2020 Hunter Valley Semillon, and as you can see, looks fantastic, smells and tastes delicious.
In the tasting room at Broken Wood Wines in the Hunter Valley, senior winemaker Stuart Horden is showing a glass of white made from grapes picked earlier this month.
Should I have a taste?
I'd recommend it.
It smells lovely. Tastes nice. It's lovely. Might have another taste just to make sure.
Multiple fires in and around the Hunter Valley over the past 2 months have sent smoke into the vineyards. It's not always very visible, but that doesn't stop it causing damage. Some of Stuart Hordern's grapes were given the green light after laboratory testing, but he explains one of the greatest challenges of smoke taint is that the wine often tastes fine when it's made, only to go downhill later.
This is a block that we're that's in the sort of the grey area for us, and the truth of this wine won't be really revealed for 6 to 9 months. Smoke taint tends to reveal itself over a prolonged period after ferment. Right. We're very confident we've done analysis on this block of fruit, and we're very confident where this wine will end up. But the wines that sort of have a higher level, we'll see over the next 12 months, to be honest.
While he is feeling confident about this Semillon, there are other blocks of vine where he's had to make the painful decision to not even bother picking the grapes because they're so badly affected. Also, this is a white wine, but red wines are much more affected by smoke taint. For winemakers like Mr. Hordern, it's a big problem, but he says it's much worse for farmers who have worked all year to grow grapes, only to now realise they're unsellable.
The largest impact from these smoke events is certainly on the growers. The fruit crop each year is their income for the year, and they're heavily affected by it. There are growers that, as I said earlier, we've had to walk away from. There are growers that we've taken a significantly lower amount of fruit from, and that really impacts on their livelihood, and we need to make sure that those guys get through the year.
Liz Silkman is senior winemaker at First Creek Wines in the Hunter. She says picking grapes, turning them into wine and storing it is very expensive, and makers need to look at the test results and ask themselves whether it's worth it for each batch of grapes.
It's now time to make some really tough decisions, and we will make them, I hope, as a group.
With climate scientists warning bushfires will become more common in the future, people in the winemaking industry believe they'll have to cope with more smoke hitting their vines. So the pressure is on to learn more about the science of smoke taint.
Do you think that smoke taint will become a bigger, more prevalent issue for Australian winemakers in the future?
I think it would be very silly to think that it won't.
So the race is on to figure this thing out then?
It is. It's on. And that's a bit about what we're doing this year.
Losses for the Hunter Valley's wine industry will come on top of another economic blow. Tourists usually flock here for a taste of the fine life.
And you're left with this beautiful toastiness and like a brioche characteristics, and nice, like more like a sweeter style as well.
German tourist Stephen, who happens to be a winemaker in his own country, loves every minute in the Hunter Valley.
It's a lifestyle for me. I come here and inspire myself and fly back to Germany.
What are you drinking?
I drink the Semillon. Yep. This is not known in Germany, but I like very much the Chardonnay and the Shiraz from here.
But tourism in the Hunter has been hammered recently. First, the bushfires and now coronavirus have caused a sharp decline in the number of visitors. Christina Tulloch is president of the Hunter Valley Wine and Tourism Association.
Yeah, we can't catch a break this season. So first it was drought, which we were already facing massively reduced crops and increased expenses related to water. Then along came the fires, and so the visitors stayed away. Then the smoke taint, and of course now we've got coronavirus. The visitor economy is down about 25% over the last 3 months. That equates to around $42 million. And every month we continue to see that decline. It's another $15 million.
Christina Tulloch is president of the Hunter Valley Wine and Tourism Association. David Sparks with that report.